This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's your Father's Day story? You got one? Probably so. Dealt with a lot of kids that were in foster care. And Melissa and I got over 1,000 of them adopted. They now have a Father's Day story. You know, it's not their biological father, thankfully, in many cases. But it's somebody who now cares for them. Remember this one kid? He told the story. He emancipated out of the program, never having found a family. And he said, it's one thing, Kevin, to not know your mother and your father. He goes, but I didn't even have cousins. I didn't have nieces or nephews. I could, you know, I had no emotional support system. And what's worse about this kid was he was kicked. He got sent to foster care, to foster care, to foster care. And the people didn't know how to deal with him. In one of my foster family homes, he says, the dad left his wallet out. So he goes, I took money out of his wallet. And they, you know, sent me away saying I was a thief. And he goes, I wasn't a thief. He goes, I was surviving. I was in the mindset of, I don't know when I'm going to need this money. He goes, they have to understand, I didn't think the way they thought. I looked at it as an opportunity. It's a found wallet, just the same way you would have found it on the street. He hadn't made that transition yet. And sadly, these parents didn't understand him. They didn't understand him. He tells his story, man, and it is so heart-wrenching because you can't even imagine growing up in a family that's together and having that experience. And as we celebrate men, true men, the real men in this country, those who raise the best kids, the fathers, the conservative fathers, those listening to this program, the seekers of truth. Are you the best dad in the world? I ask you, conservative men. Let me tell you what almost all of you to a person says. No. But I try to be. I do the best I can. You make mistakes. You apologize to your kids when you make mistakes. I do. I recently did that with my son. When my youngest son was like, hey, jump the gun on you, buddy. He's like, yeah, dad, I was going to say something about it. I said, you should have. I'm your parent, but I can understand if you want to give me your point of view, you got to do it respectfully, but I'm okay with it. But I think about these kids that don't even have a shot, man, and it breaks my heart. You know, there's a joke, this comedian says, what do you get a black kid, that he never had or something? The joke is a father, you know, but it's sadly very true. Not that I told the joke very well, but you get what I'm saying. Father's Day jokes. I could give you a few. Fathers, man. People don't understand the significance. I was at an event with one of my good buddies, Foster, and his son and his son-in-law were there, and they each brought their kids. So he had his grandkids there, and I stood up before him, and I told these kids, I said, look, I don't know if this is going to help you or not, but I'll tell you this. I love seeing you here with your fathers. I love that your grandfather put this event together so you could fellowship and meet a bunch of other guys who want nothing but the best for our kids. See, these kids were getting a great lesson in what to do going forward. How do you pay it forward? Pay it forward in your family. But guess what? We have people in America, folks, that hate men. They hate fathers. They hate family. And they make no bones about it. Black Lives Matter does not like families. They say it's you're buying into the patriarchy or the colonialization. What are you talking about? Since man evolved from whatever, you know, thing you wanted, from fish or wherever, or God put him here on this earth as Adam and Eve, however you look at it, man has led the charge, and he's evolved over time to become a more loving, caring individual ordained by his Creator. And he, and man today mimics God more than anybody, at least conservative men do. Not leftist men. They're a bunch of sissy girls. They wouldn't know the meaning of fatherhood if it bit them in what would be their naughty bits. They have no idea. So what is your Father's Day story? Because I bet you have one. I bet you have something that either you know that you did for your children, or they would say you did for them, or some influence they had in your life. I watched this show. It was about Best Artist, one of these reality TV shows. And this black kid won, and he was kind of effeminate. And let me tell you what was shocking. When he won, and they go, you know, like, what do you want to say? He said, I want to thank my father. And here's what he said. He said, my father made this possible. His mother raised him. He says, my mother raised me. My father made this possible. My dad, he said, was on the road as a trucker his entire life. He came home to rest, get changes of clothes, play a little slap and tickle with the wife, and then he was back on the road. And he says, he never complained about what I wanted to do. His job, his role was to provide, and my dad did it. I owe this to him. I want to thank my father. Mother raised him. But you know how good of a job she did? She stepped aside so he could understand. Somebody was telling this kid, the only reason why this is possible, that I can spend the time with you that I can spend, is because of the hard work of your dad. I mentioned these kids that come on TV and they go, hey mom, hey mom. And it's very rare that you see one that say, hey mom and dad, and certainly more rare to see one that says, hey dad. Because it became woke to say, hey mom. And don't misunderstand me, boys should dote on their mothers. I love that. They got to remember, they got a father. And then the ones who get divorced and get misunderstood because they've had women that didn't understand that no matter what happens in a relationship, you've got to preserve the relationship between a father and his children. If you're smart, you will. That's how you raise good kids. Oh my gosh. This is such an important thing for us to talk about in the context of everything that's going on today, folks. Just a metaphor for it all. The destruction of men. Look at what they did to Kavanaugh. Look at what they did to Clarence Thomas. Look at the many men who thought they were living life pretty well, you know, made mistakes, done some bad things. They can't get over it. Is that same scrutiny being held for these feminists? I don't think so.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is my father's favorite line. Who is going to pay for this? I don't have the money. Do you understand me? People just snap at us. Who is going to pay for this? So, you know, I had a friend, Sean, who always used to come over to the house. And Africans have something about, you know, America. They don't trust them all of a sudden. He's like, I don't like your friend. I said, what did he do? He's American. And if he gets angry at you, he will stab you. They are very violent. He will stab you and you will die. And who is going to pay for it? You mean to tell me you wouldn't pay for my funeral? When I was your age, we buried ourselves.
There's a comedian, his name is Godfrey, African dude, obviously, his father was African. Godfrey's a really dark dude, funny guy. I'm surprised he hasn't done more in his career, but anyway, he brings up an interesting point. African fathers, they don't trust American blacks. Is this interesting? I mean, it really is true. They see the squandering of this amazing country. They don't get it. And here's the other thing about African culture. The father is revered. Remember what I said earlier in the broadcast about the godly man? How God viewed the man? How there was this very focus on the father of the home. And I know people hate, especially leftists, they hate these patriarchal societies. The society where the father is put on the pedestal. He's meant to rain wisdom down on all around him. The tribal elders, if you were. Now it's we got to have a certain number of women that are leaders in all this. And let me tell you, I'm not one of these guys that I couldn't care less. Maybe I've been, tamed. That's what I'm looking for, the word tamed. But I don't care if a woman is the governor or the president or whatever. But there is a thinking among people that go, no, you should care. Men think differently than women. You know, we reveal, Margaret Thatcher, and you know, look at all these female leaders. Gold in my ear. Well, gold in my butt. Let me tell you, the strongest leaders are the people who have to fight it out, who are willing to go the distance. You know, and again, I'm not criticizing women at all. Behind everyone, look, every one of these dudes that's been the greatest leader, Churchill, whomever, there's been a strong woman behind her. Behind him. And they have no problem saying that. They have no problem in that role. Only feminists do. They look at it as playing second fiddle. How many men play second fiddle? There's only one CEO of a company. There's only one general that leads the army or whatever. Who else is playing second, third, fourth, 15,000th fiddle? But women see it and they got to make it an issue. Oh, look at this. It's men, 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 men. I'm back to what Heather Locklear told me. She said it, Heather McDonald. Yeah, I used to date Heather Locklear. No, I didn't. Heather McDonald, very, very sage woman for the Manhattan Institute in my film Bleeding Blue. And she said to me, and I'll say it again, Kevin, men want to conquer that frontier. They see the challenge and they want to go for it. That is not in a woman's psyche. Oh, come on. Kevin, surely you know that so-and-so woman, she, Amelia Earhart. Amelia Earhart was the first woman to fly. A dude who thought about it was the Wright brothers, not the Wright sisters. Some dude went, look at that bird flying. What if I could fly? And then he ran around jumping off a mountain, you know, little hills and stuff, and went, I'm just too fat. No matter how skinny I get, I can't. So somebody dissected it and said, oh, did you see the way the wings formed and all that? And look at how light it is. And what if we could put some power behind it or whatever? And they tried all kinds of goofy stuff. You ever seen that film of flight, trying to fly? It was horrible. Stupid stuff. You look at it now and go, that was about as stupid. It was all elements of things, failures leading to success. And ultimately, the Wright brothers did it. And then another group came out and they did it. And you know, and eventually Howard Hughes said, I think I could build something even bigger and more better. And hardly ever will you hear of a woman in there. And it isn't because they were, you know, they kept them down and, oh man, put their foot on the throat of women. It's because men think differently. Fathers think differently about how to raise their kids than mothers. Guarantee you. Ask your kids, what do you get? How do you deal with mom? How do you deal with dad? Ask them. You already know. They deal with you differently than they deal with your mate or your spouse or your whatever, your baby mama. They deal with them differently. Because kids know. Dad doesn't go for that. Mom might. Or mom would probably say no to this, but I could probably schmooze dad. You know, things like that. Especially daughters. Daughters know what they get from daddy? I don't have any daughters, but I've talked to my friends that do. Oh, man, you know, yeah, Kev, Whitney came up, she was saying something. You know me, Mary Whitney. I'm like, yep, I do, Mark. I know you. Dale and Lori, they got their kiddo. Great kid. He's got a lot of kids of his own now. Many others out there. Friends of mine, the kids know how to deal with them. And the parents, like I said earlier, Shakespeare said, "Know your kid. Know your kid." It's a smart man who knows the character of his child, who knows that child. Don't be a stranger to what they are and who they are. The other thing that men do that the feminists seem to not really care that much about is summarized by a guy's name is Theodore Hesper. And he said the most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. That's the most important thing. They see that. They feel it. It's not contrived. You're not going to fool your kid. They know exactly how the relationship is going. That's it. But leftists, folks, they hate good men. Because good men break the narrative of how leftists define men. They want you to hate us. They want us to hate us. That's why you don't have any real men on the left. They hate themselves. Little male hyenas and eunuchs. They hate themselves. But let me tell you, they hate themselves in their behavior, but here's the deal. They hate themselves so much more when they're in that quiet period where it's only them. Where they try to figure out where they left their manhood. What city was I in when I lost my manhood? You know? They can't stand it. And to be honest with you, they can't stand their relationships. They can't. They endure them. Who was it that said? Was it Thoreau? All men lead lives of quiet desperation. Well, we lead lives of quiet desperation as conservative guys because we know what rides on our backs. The left lead lives of quiet desperation because they're not real men.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Gulf Coast is bracing for a potential tropical cyclone while much of the western United States is dealing with a record heat wave. The National Hurricane Center issuing a tropical storm warning that extends from intercoastal Louisiana all the way to the Alabama-Florida state line. The system, which is currently being called a potential tropical cyclone, is approaching Louisiana and is expected to strike the United States sometime Saturday. Meantime, temperatures from the desert southwest all the way to Montana are climbing to record record highs. Billings, Montana, posting a record 106 degrees this week as Phoenix hit a boiling 118 on Thursday. Traders on Wall Street holding their breath as the Dow at points has fallen more than 500 points during trading on Friday. The drop comes after the Fed Reserve announced their schedule for interest rate hikes would be changing. USA Radio News. The White House is continuing to spend money to treat COVID-19 and future viruses.
The Biden administration is going to spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will go to the antiviral program for pandemics.
And it aims to catalyze the development of new medicines to combat COVID-19 and importantly, to prepare for other pandemic threats.
Fauci says vaccines remain the centerpiece of their arsenal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un says his country must be ready for both dialogue and confrontation with the United States. Kim's remarks Thursday are the first direct comments on the new Biden administration. The leader of the isolated communist nation also laying out what state media called appropriate and tactical counteraction to deal with Washington. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I read this article in the LA Times that said LeBron James should stay in Cleveland for the sake of the children. It really said that. It said LeBron should stay in Cleveland for the sake of the children. I was like, if children in Cleveland aren't used to men walking out on them after 7 years, then really who is really? Does that mean? I can say that because my father stuck around. So, he stuck around. My dad stuck around, even though he had his doubts. Like, he had his doubts over whether or not he was my real father. But that didn't stop us from being a family. My mom just made me write a question mark on all the Father's Day cards I gave him. So for the first 10 years of my life, he got a card that said, "Happy Father's Day?" Adorable. Who would walk out on that? Nobody.
Happy Father's Day to all you amazing men out there. Coming up, my birthday sometimes falls on Father's Day. Longest day of the year, my birthday, June 21st. So I was asking guys that listen to the program, the many of you who do, I said, are you the best father in the world? And you probably said, no. A quick no. But you know what you do? You're there. You're doing things with your kids. Right or wrong, you are there in their lives making a difference. And let me tell you something about being wrong. Your kids forgive you. Most of the time, they don't even know you're wrong. Not until they become adults and they're like, you know, Mom and Dad, we all used to tell me so-and-so, it wasn't even right. You go, yeah, well, you got through it. Be quiet. Treat them just like you did when they were kids. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. We get over it. Kids are very resilient. And when you work in foster care the way we did for many years, for over a decade, you see how resilient a kid can be. Wow, these kids face some very traumatic stuff. And this is what you don't want. This is why I'm doing this show and poking a little fun at fatherhood. People telling you, yeah, my father used to do this. My father walked 2 miles to school up and down, uphill both ways, you know. It was always bad for the parents, right? Your dad always told you how bad things were. What are the kids going to say to their kids these days? Yeah, it was awful, man. My parents used to take me to school in the Tesla. And I had all this electronic stuff. Man, there's nothing they can point at that's difficult. Nothing. They don't have to walk anywhere. There's either the parents or a bus or a carpool or an Uber. You know, in St. Louis, they Uber kids to school out of the bad schools. Speaking of bad schools, you know why there are bad schools? Yeah, Because you have bad kids. You know why there are bad kids? Of course you do. Because they have no parental supervision. And even those that do have parental supervision, some of them don't. Talk about. There are some people that need to go to school to learn how to be a parent. They should be illegal for some people to have kids. Man. See, if the abortionists attack the issue like that, like saying, we're going to show you some videos of some people acting really stupid with their kids, we would all probably be like, you know, I'm going to soften my stance a little bit on my pro-life. Because if these parents get pregnant, some of these, you know, sister girls and these white trash chicks that don't know how to raise kids, to get the ones that go on Maury. Are you kidding? I don't want them to procreate, but they do. At least you can make the case. Don't know how to find a good man, attract a good man, stay with a good man. Black women hated white women for a long time. Still do. Don't misunderstand me. Leftist black chicks hate white women for white women getting black males. They can't stand them. Unless it's John Legend or, you know, somebody. If it's somebody famous, then it's okay. Somebody that they're okay with. But just in the norm, I went to lunch one time with a white friend of mine. Nothing more. We just go to lunch. There were two black chicks waiting, like, for their table. When we registered, I swear, I wish I could have videotaped these women looking at me. You would think we were there in tuxedo and she was there in her, you know, married dress. What do they call it? Whatever, the bridal gown. And we were just flaunting it. We were just there literally like, hey, ran into each other at an event. You want to go to lunch? Yeah, okay, I'll go with you, you know. And we do-do-do-do-do-do. And it was in D.C. And these two black chicks, man, if they'd had guns, I think they would have shot us. How dare you, black man? And then, of course, I get it all the time from black folks about, you know, how, being a sellout and all that. And I go, okay, great. So I'm a sellout. I got four kids. Three of them are magna cum laude graduates of their colleges, respectively, oldest to youngest, Wharton, Southern Methodist University, and the University of Texas. All gainfully employed. One works for himself at the age of 31. The other is a management consultant for a top four company in that business, in the management consulting field. And the other works for GM and does a role that they created for him. I think I know a little bit about, you know, how to raise smart boys. So, yeah, they criticize, and I go, what are you criticizing? What are you raising? You raise hoodlums, people that go to prison, people that can't even speak, are too inarticulate. They're afraid to speak up for themselves. You raise cowards, kids that want to go out and get 15 girls pregnant and think it's a sign of manhood. I could go on. Don't even get me started, boy. I'll go crazy. Here's Harmon Killebrew. Here's what he said. My father used to play with my brother and me in the yard. Mother would come out and say, you're tearing up the grass. Dad would reply, we're not raising grass, we're raising boys. I thought, wow. See, that's a guy. That's a dude right there. That is all dude. Mom's concerned about the grass, and Dad says, you know what, woman? Go back in there. Oh, this is going to make some people mad. Finish dinner for us. I got the boys right now. We don't have to care about the grass. I'm raising boys. You know what Mom did? She thought about it and went, you know what? He's right. We're not raising grass. We're raising boys. I was real clear with my youngest son one time. He always does something nutty. But so the other day he spilled coffee creamer. Brand new. Yanks the milk out too fast. Coffee creamer hits the floor. Spills out. He knows it's my coffee creamer. And he's like, oh, God, Dad, oh, man. And I looked over and, of course, it's all over the floor. And I said, well, just get the mop and get it up. And he's like, oh, Dad. He goes, I hate it. I did it. I moved too fast and all that. I said, it's no problem, man. It's just coffee creamer. And he goes, yeah, but I know it's yours. Not that if it had been Mom's, it would have been. But it was like, it's not just the family's coffee creamer. I drink that one. So he's like, I know that's yours. You know, I know you like that. And I thought, man, as much as I appreciate that, here's what I want you to know. It isn't more important than you. Get it up. Make sure it's not sticky so the dog isn't licking the floor. And we move on. I always wanted to make it clear to him that it's safe, man, to be around your folks. Yeah. Emilia Clarke said that her father always told her, never trust anyone whose TV is bigger than their bookshelf. So I make sure I read. You have your kids read? Reading is fundamental. It is indeed. It is indeed. And, you know, so fathers impart wisdom that people remember. My great-grandfather, who was like one of my dads, and I talk about it in my book, Papa is what we called him. And I'll never forget, as long as I live, when he called us all in, we'd gone down to his house to see him, and he was in the living room, and we were all over this little house, and you could hear him go, boys, I want you boys, men, boys and you men, you come in here. And he yelled, and we all went in there from all these different little rooms. It wasn't a big house. And we go inside there, and he says, I want to give you guys some advice. And he says, first thing, your woman gonna do what you do. If you want a cat around, she'll cat around. He said, now the next thing is this. If a woman offers you a breath mint, take it. All right, y'all go. That was his advice. I'm not kidding you. And I've never forgotten it. And I bet you, if you ask any of the men in my family, we all remember Papa's advice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're talking about men. We're talking about fathers. We're talking about Father's Day. We're talking about misandry. If you don't know that term, it is the opposite of misogyny. See, misogyny is kicked around all the time. Hillary Clinton, I lost because of misogyny. Misogynists, men that hate women. No, you lost, Hillary, because you hate men. And men knew it. And only the weakest sissies, the metrosexual leftist knuckleheads, would even bother to thinking about voting for somebody who blatantly says, I'm going to tip the scales to women. Tip the scales for what? What, Oprah? What do you want to tip the scales for? I mean, every woman that claims that she's for the freedom of women is a wealthy woman. And many of them are wealthy at the hands of their men. Like Hillary Clinton. She worked in cahoots with her guy. She was a shot caller, and he was the male hyena. You know what they are. They do nothing except, you know, come around. The hyena clans are like Amazons. They just use the men to breed. Get out of here. Hillary Clinton was a shot caller.
She's running around country to country extorting people, and Bill's following him behind. Go, yeah, well, you know, Hillary just came in. You better do what she says. You better do what she says, because you know Hillary will get you. She'll get you. Miss Andry, microaggressions towards men that I quite frankly don't even see as microaggressions. They're flat out aggressions. Hatred of men is what Miss Andry means. Hatred of men, and that's what women do. These feminists, they hate men. And they've done it in such a way that it is ruining society because men don't want to be men. So let me give you a few things that you'll hear about men. Men only think with their poops, with their penises, right? No, we actually think with our brains from time to time too, ladies. And sometimes when we think with our brains, we dump you. How about this? A man wouldn't understand. Let me tell you, that's what black folks use with white. White people don't understand. Y'all don't understand. You don't understand the situation. Yeah, we do. I'm not talking about me as a white guy. I'm saying people understand your situation. I don't have to be white to understand the white condition any more than somebody has to be black to understand the black condition, because it is a human condition. And it may have nuances. Yes, certainly there may be nuances. But don't tell me I can't understand your plight. There are many more complicated things than understanding a black man or than understanding a woman. How about this one? Men just want a hole to put it in. Or how about this? Men can't hear the word no. Or men are obsessed with, you know, girl on girl. Or, really? You don't like sports? Or, you know, he's artistic. Or how about this? Be a man. Grow a pair. Men are womanizers, they're man whores, or whatever. Have you heard any of those? Are they complimentary to guys? Look, guys, I tell women all the time, we can be the most debaucherous, name whatever you want. And so can women. You know the conversations, and there are women out there listening to this program going, yep, you're right, you're right. Every woman is not a lady. Believe it. But every guy is not some piece of crap dude who you should just say, I don't need to be concerned with what he thinks. Oh, he's got a systematic advantage over me. There is no systematic advantage. If you want to overcome it, overcome it. If you don't have the self-esteem, let's go back to daddy. Because let me tell you, there are many men who don't have the self-esteem. I tell my friends this all the time. When I was growing up, I don't know where I got it. I talk about it in my first book. But I, for whatever reason, said, I'm not getting pushed around. Some people go, Kevin, you might have been born with it. Maybe. But I know it developed. Because I remember certain things where I was like, uh-uh, that's it. And one scenario I can recall with my friend Roland, some kid who was in the fourth grade was in the third grade was bossing us around in the second grade, and Roland was a big kid, and this other guy was actually my size or smaller, but he was a grade higher than us, and Roland respected that he was a year older than we were, and I had zero respect for it. And I looked at Roland one time, I was like, why are you letting this guy talk to you this way? Well, he's a third grader. I was like, I don't care if he's a 10th grader. Well, I wouldn't let him talk to me that way. And he would not talk to me that way. He talked to Roland that way. And it got to the point where I was almost going to stand up for Roland and say, why are you talking to my buddy this way? But I was like, he can handle his own scandal. But I knew that at a young age. That's what I was going to do. I wasn't going to be pushed around. And I thought everybody had this sensation of not being pushed around. And I'm watching men who say, oh, well, you know, we have an advantage over women and we've been doing this for years. Well, yeah, look, I got nothing to do with that. I'm born in today. And I've watched the evolution of women for decades and what things that they've been able to accomplish. And I've never looked at a woman and went, wow, she can't accomplish that. I got one that's pretty smart. I will tell you, I'll put her up against many of the ones that I've seen out there. She's brilliant. So what are you talking about? You pick people that you think are your equal or, in some cases, better. Hell, my hand's up. And enjoy. Women are, there's nothing holding them back except this idea that men are holding them back. Well, you know what? I'm the guy that's going to go to the front of the crowd and say, look, ladies, you want a target? I'll be your target. Because, look, I don't think of you in any other way except you're capable of doing whatever you choose. Will a woman one day outrun Usain Bolt? I doubt it, but It's not that you're not capable. If there's a woman that wants to outrun Usain Bolt, I'm never going to tell her, you're never going to do it. Because if she puts her mind to it, she very well may do it. But on the norm, Usain Bolt's records are pretty safe. And that's okay. There are many things that women do that are amazing. And we have Mother's Day for them. And I think being a mother is the most noble thing you can be, especially when you do it to the level that I've witnessed motherhood. But I won't diminish fathers. Father's Day facts. $3.1 billion is the amount of child support received by custodial fathers in the year of 2013. They were due $4.2 billion. Custodial mothers received $19.4 billion of the $28.7 billion in support that was due. So, needless to say, there are a lot of deadbeat dads out there who aren't paying their fair share. So of this, just looking at the raw numbers, roughly $8 billion is not going to child support from fathers. I will guarantee you the overwhelming majority of that money is not coming from fathers on the left. Baby daddies. And a baby daddy ain't just black baby daddies. I'm talking about white, Hispanic, all of them. Leftists don't pay their bills. They expect the American taxpayer to do it. But that, $19.4 billion that's going to mothers, you can bet the majority of that is coming from conservative fathers who, even though they may not be with that family, they may be with another family or on their own, they're paying their share. But they're doing more than that. They're involved in the lives of their children. Now, fathers receive $3.1 billion. $4.2 billion is what they were supposed to receive. So almost 25% of their money isn't getting to them either. And I can tell you this. It's deadbeat leftist mothers that aren't paying for their children. So here's kind of the net of it all in this discussion. It turns out that, let me look at the numbers here. 40.7%, almost 41% of custodial fathers received all child support due to them in 2013, and 46% of all custodial mothers received all the child support they were due. So, I'm not here to compare one versus the other, but it is weighted towards women. If a man doesn't get his child support, it isn't like this is my personal opinion, he doesn't have an excuse. It isn't like, oh, well, I can't pay the bills because I didn't get child support from my wife. You still got to go and provide. I don't know how many, I'd be curious to know how many men are receiving assistance who aren't getting all their child support, because it's roughly 59% of men are not getting all their child support versus 54% of women. And what percentage of those people are receiving welfare? I would be curious to know that number. But what it boils down to, from my perspective, is something very simple. That fathers are important. There are single fathers doing what they can to make a living. There are fathers who are not with their whole, the family that they maybe have their first set of children with, but you remain a father. And don't even get me started on how women will fight men to not be part of their father's lives these days because of some, this crazy women's movement.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.